Hello, Capricorn, and welcome to your Vision Quest audio reading. My name is Eric Francis, the astrologer, pondering all of this cool stuff. So I've reread the written portion of your reading. Pretty informative to me. I'm always on the quest for astrology writing that teaches me something, and I actually learned a bit. And one of the things I learned is the extraordinary situation involving Capricorn, perhaps more so than any other sign. For example, even if we count the quite unusual scenario of the Saturn-Neptune square, and we count Saturn as the ruler of Aquarius, well, it's still not the same thing as a Capricorn having Pluto in your sign. So just to recap a little bit, the presence of Pluto is this wide backdrop that, you know, spans deep into history. You had Pluto active in your chart even before Pluto in Capricorn, and now Pluto has been in your sign over a period of years, and it has been compelling you to change in ways that are not necessarily the ways that you or anyone likes to change. And yet, you know, where Pluto passes through the neighborhood, there have been, even if compelled or enforced, necessary progress, necessary adjustments and changes. And it looks like a maturing process, I would say, is one of the ways to, you know, characterize the presence of Pluto in your sign. And part of that is about not taking anything for granted. It's about not imagining that the structure of anything stays the same. And you might say the get with it element of Pluto in Capricorn is get with this thing that is a fact of our lives now, which is the constant process of movement, evolution, and change. And I would say that, you know, while you're there, be grateful that you are on the high side of life, with some possible exceptions. No matter what you're going through, you are doing better than everything I hear about on Democracy Now! And the BBC NewsHour every morning, which is pretty much how I start my day. I'm not the guru type and go into deep meditation, though I might try that for a couple of years and see what it's like. As a newsman, I begin my life with the meditation of the world scenario. And those of us who are within earshot of this reading are the people who are doing better. We are also, you know, part of the human condition. And we are on the planet right now at a very challenging time in a planetary history. And, you know, you're part of that. And Pluto in your sign is this driving force that it is absolutely necessary to make peace with and to make friends with, and to draw wisdom and a sense of empowerment from, because what Pluto gives you is this tool available all the time that is not only giving you the ability to drive change on a certain level, that is typically much more difficult. But what Pluto is also granting is contact with a sense of purpose and a deeper level of your being than is typically available, or than you may typically have, you know, had access to in previous years or decades or incarnations. And this is a real resource and will keep you focused on a sense of purpose. You know, Pluto is something people complain about a lot, and yet at the same time, there is a mission gathering, mission focusing quality that Pluto has, and it describes something that actually I picked up this concept in a Monty Python sketch. And who would think, and I need to read a transcript of this, but though the words were spoken very quickly, I caught the idea, and it was a spoof involving a corporate boardroom, Capricorn enough, and somehow the topic of whether people are aware, it might be from The Meaning of Life, comes up. And what one of the board members says, geniuses, he says, well, this thing called the soul does exist, but it doesn't exist in the way that the Catholics make it seem to exist, like this coin in your pocket that's really you, and then that little coin goes to heaven. So the Catholics, who kind of popularize, you might say, the point of a sword, the concept of soul, give us this concept of soul that's kind of materialistic, that the soul is this thing, like, that's supposed to, be somewhere.